Recorded Books presents Liar by Fern Michaels, narrated by Eva Kaminsky. Part 1. Chapter 1. How It Started. 1983. Chad Pierce Sr. hit the lottery the day he met Camille. Figuratively speaking, that is. He had been on the sailing team in college, and once a year he and his pals would meet up somewhere for their annual Bacchanalian reunion. That particular year, it was Newport, Rhode Island, during the America's Cup match. Even into his late 20s, Chad still enjoyed carousing and drinking until the wee hours of the morning. That is, until he spotted the lithe, stunning woman leaning on the railing of the yacht club veranda. Her gaze was on the sunrise, as wisps of her bangs gently caressed her face. Her white silk scarf floated with the breeze. Chad was gobsmacked. She reminded him of Michelle Pfeiffer in that stupid sophomoric movie, The Hollywood Nights. It wasn't because of the character she had played. It was because she shared that same striking, understated beauty. Chad slowly moved off the lounge chair that had served as his bed. He was lucky no one had spotted him sleeping, rather recovering from a night he could barely remember. He looked down at his rumpled clothes, sniffed at his armpits, and jerked his head away in disgust. But that woman, he had to meet her. He looked around for a porter, or someone who might know the lady's identity, and who might be discreet enough not to run him off the property. He spotted a steward setting up tables for brunch. He riffled through his wrinkled Bermuda shorts, hoping he still had some cash in his pocket. Fortune smiled on him, and he pulled out a $20 bill. He waited until the steward was within loud whispering range, and he could see the man's name tag.
Psst! Selwyn!
The man was startled, but quickly noticed Chad pressing his finger to his lips, indicating he should say nothing. Chad motioned the steward to come closer. Once out of the woman's line of sight and earshot, Chad pulled Selwyn to the side.
Sorry, old man, but could you tell me who that lovely young lady is?
Chad made sure to reveal Andrew Jackson's face on the proffered bill. He then apologized for his appearance.
A night out with the boys, you understand.
Selwyn had seen his share of misbehaved, spoiled, and often drunk young men. Newport was rife with them, especially in the summer, during yachting season. Selwyn also knew to remain invisible, never directly interacting with the clientele unless they needed something. Rarely did any of them offer him money for information. He hesitated, but remembered that the young man had been hanging about the night before with several other men dressed in similar regalia. He gently pulled the bill from Chad's fingers.
That would be Camille Atherton Tyndale, a very nice young lady.
Over the years, Selwyn's Caribbean accent had softened, but the sing-song cadence remained refreshing and comforting. When addressed, he always made things sound easy, with a nod and an absolutely or no problem, followed by right away. He continued,
"She often comes here early in the morning. She likes to feed the ducks."
He grinned at the disheveled young man, eyeing Chad up and down.
"If you want to have the pleasure of her company, I might suggest a shower, a shave, and a fresh set of clothes."
Right. Chad was appreciative of the man's kindly straightforwardness.
"Can you tell me where she lives?"
Chad had immediately recognized the Tyndale name. A very wealthy family.
"Oh, no, that would not be correct. But what I can do is tell you that she and some of her friends are planning a little party this evening. Some kind of celebration. 6 o'clock, if I am correct in my recollection."
He pointed to his head. Chad grabbed the man by both shoulders.
He wanted to give him a big kiss.
"Thanks, old chap."
Chad patted him on the shoulder and skedaddled to go clean up his act and figure out a way to meet the very beautiful, very rich Camille.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?